This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly, massive pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a new bill to cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would also extend the out-of-pocket savings seniors on Medicare will see next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. A Wisconsin congressman wants to make the Apostle Islands a national park. It would be Wisconsin's first national park. Representative Tom Tiffany's bill would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve so people could keep hunting there. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is famous for its natural beauty, cultural history, and hiking and kayaking. Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally in West Allis. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant police have arrested a former teacher at the Prairie School in Racine on charges of possessing child sex abuse materials. The arrest of James Broatsman came after police say they served a warrant at his home on Tuesday. The Prairie School says in a letter to parents that there's no evidence suggesting any students were harmed. Broatsman at this point is facing 8 felony charges. The boat explosion on Lake Michigan off the coast of Waukegan left 2 men suffering with burns and smoke inhalation. An update was given late yesterday about the condition of the men that were rescued from the burning powerboat that ended up sinking. Other boaters in the area were able to get those men to safety before rescue teams arrived. A car crashed into the porch of a home in Racine last night, then took off. It happened on Winslow Street near Horlick Park at around 8:30. There was some damage, but no reported injuries. Crews from Racine Police and Fire Assisted were working on learning more about the car and the driver that left the scene. A recent tornado outbreak just to the south has led to a spike in gas prices on this side of the state line. In the past week, prices in the area and across the state are up around 30 cents a gallon. The power outage at an ExxonMobil refinery is cited as the cause that's impacting supplies and driving up costs in the region. The crews that have been ripping through Kenosha putting down new fiber line are almost done. Sci-Fi Networks has started connecting people in the city of Kenosha to its new open-access fiber network. They're transitioning to the start of the connection phase for the Kenosha Fiber City project. North Beach and Zoo Beach in Racine ended the day under caution yesterday, with the city saying high waves were a danger. The city does a good job of updating websites and social media when there are status changes at the beaches. It's always best to check before you go. There are cautions for Kenosha County inland beaches today, with notices posted at Camp Lake and Lance Park. Southeastern Wisconsin is set to make a strong showing at the upcoming Olympic Games, with several athletes from the region competing across various sports. Local Olympians include Peyton Jacobson from Elkhorn in wrestling, Sophia Vitas from Franklin in rowing, Emily Sisson from Milwaukee in track and field, and Maria Laborde from Kenosha in judo. Stephanie Roble from East Troy returns to the sailing competition after her 2020 Olympic debut. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. You know, they were great. Pyamps, a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And, yeah, I was really pleased with that.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better. Like, that's what this whole defense about. Like, for each and everybody, for everybody out there, to where we know for a fact, like, we got a goal at the end, and it's a Super Bowl. To be a Super Bowl defense, we want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. So like, we don't want to be like, oh, we relying on the offense and all that stuff. Like, nah, like, we want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love when celebrities complain about things only celebrities can relate to. According to Variety, during a recent appearance on Conan O'Brien's Conan Needs a Friend podcast, Lisa Kudrow says she used to get very upset with studio audiences when they laughed too hard at jokes that she didn't think were all that funny, saying that it irritated her and could mess up the actor's timing. I'm guessing the millions of dollars per episode helped her get over her totally misplaced anger at people who are not even paid to be there and are trying to help. If you think for one second that Big Brother cast members Angela and Matt are going to patch things up, you've got another think coming, sister. In a recent teaser for the show, Angela called Matt crazy eyes when he insinuated that she was a genuine threat to him. Whoa, it's on. I have to be honest, I've never seen the show, but after seeing this trailer, I have no idea how it's been on this long. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a twist or sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune, so they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome, aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 79. Mostly sunny through the weekend. More humid with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.